This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Restore my spirit, Lord, I need restored. My heart is weary, please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more strength from your word. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, oh, restore my soul.
Good morning and welcome back here to Uncensored Dads and the Uncensored Word. With him, as always, is Brother Matthew Olson from the Chippendale Congregation there in Lee Summit, Missouri, and myself, Russ Earle, from the Ooligah Church of Christ here in Ooligah, Oklahoma. This morning, we're starting a new series. This is based off the song, which many of you probably know it as. Sometimes we call it a Devo song. Sometimes we call it a camp song, which I really don't like the idea of a camp song because that implies you only sing it at camp. A song we call, sometimes it's referred to as Restore My Spirit. Some Bible or some songbook call it Restore My Soul. But we're going to be looking at this verse by verse, using one verse for each episode here, looking at the first verse. And I'm just going to read this, and then we're going to discuss it here this morning. And the song, the verse goes like this: Restore my spirit, Lord, I need restored. My heart is weary, please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more strength from your word. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, oh, restore my soul. And when I think about this idea of being restored, being basically being revived, like the second verse talks about, and then later being renewed in the third verse, it's all about being encouraged is the idea here, being revived. And I think about Sundays and Wednesdays, and I tell people sometimes that, you know, after a long Monday and a long Tuesday and a long Wednesday at work or maybe at home with the kids, whatever it may be, I'm sure I'm not alone when I say I look forward to Wednesday night and coming back together with members of the church to have Bible class, to have devotionals, whatever it may be, because it's a nice encouragement. It's a nice time to be revived. It's a nice time to be to be able to get back into God's word, or to get into God's word again, I should say, with the saints, and be able to be encouraged. And then we, you know, after Wednesday night, we have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, of course, and then it's Sunday again, and we get to be back to the saints again, worshiping God and having Bible classes and those types of things. And so, you know, sometimes if we're honest, I think we have those weeks where we're just, it's a long week. And when Wednesday gets here, we're glad Wednesday's here. And it's the rest of the week's a long week or stressful. And then when Sunday gets here, we're glad that Sunday is here. And that's what I think about here. When I think about that first line of this song, this verse, it says, restore my spirit, Lord. I need restored. Well, to be restored here is the idea of being revived and being encouraged, because the next phrase, it says, my heart is weary. Please help me, dear Lord. And I think about Psalm 71, verses 20 and 21. Here, where the Bible says, you have shown me great and severe troubles, shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Psalm 71, verse 20 and 21. And so we find there the idea of being comforted. And I like this. I like verse 21 here, how he says, you shall increase my greatness. The idea of being increased, being revived, being built back up again. And he says, and comfort me, he says, on every side. I'll take that to mean the idea of he's going to comfort us in every aspect of our lives. And I think that's what we're talking about here with this song, Restore My Spirit, because we want to be restored. We want to be revived and those types of things. But we have to make sure we also go about it in the right way. And for that, I'm going to stop for just a moment and let Brother Matt add anything he'd like as we look at this idea of restoring our spirit or restoring our soul.
And when I think of restoring my spirit, I think of, well, let's read, let's study the Bible. And what comes to mind is 2 Timothy 2:15, right? It's study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So restoring our spirit. Some misconception about restoring the spirit is miraculous gifts and different things like that. We can get into that later, but restoring my spirit, you think of reading God's word, you know, and one thing that I think about is when your heart is weary, tired, I think of tiredness, you know, but one psalm that comes to mind, and I'm going to read the whole thing, is Psalm chapter 23. It says, a psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So God is there to restore our spirit. It's not a miraculous thing. It's when we read God's word, that is God talking to us. That is the Spirit talking to us. And we need that restoration every single day. And like Russ said, was Wednesdays and Sundays, it's such a good, it's kind of a relief during the week as Wednesdays come and you can be with the saints. And it's also a good thing to maybe even start some of you listening doing Bible studies with your family at home. That restores your spirit too, of reading that. And but just know this, that God is the one who restores it through his word. It's not a miraculous thing. It's not a miraculous gift where he's going to come down and or he's playing chess with your life or anything. So,
you know, you're right when you talk about people wanting that that miraculous. And when we think about being restored, we have to realize that we have the key to being restored and being revived, if we're honest, in the palm of our hands. And today, thanks to technology, we have it with us everywhere we go, you know, as an app or whatever it is on our phone. And so when we have a bad day, you know, there's been times that a stressful week, whatever it may be, for, you know, for whatever reason, that I will, you know, take some time. I'll go somewhere out to a park or something, and I'll pull up my Bible and I'll go somewhere where no one's around, out somewhere in, you know, in the woods or in a park somewhere, and I will just read and be alone, to be able to get away from everything else. You know, that's how we can, one way we can be restored. You know, we all have our ways and areas and how we study. Maybe we would like to sit down at a desk with our cup of coffee or whatever it is. But the Word of God is the key to it all. You know, if we want to be restored in some miraculous sense, we can forget about it because the Bible tells us that that purpose of those miraculous things have already been fulfilled. In fact, if you listen to the other radio program that Brother Corey Orr and I do on Working Through the Scriptures, we've just been talking about that, the purpose, you know, how some say the church doesn't believe in miracles, and we discussed in depth the idea that, you know, the Bible teaching that miracles have served their purpose. But get to what we're looking at today, this idea, as we see in the song, Restore My Spirit or Restore My Soul, whatever it's titled in your songbook, he says, Restore my spirit, Lord, I need restored. Well, how many times do we feel that same way? You know, life is stressful. Life is irritating, if we're honest. You know, turn on television. I don't care if it's the news. I don't care if you're just flipping channels. You can get pretty irritated pretty quickly. I very rarely watch anything that's what I call over the antenna because there's nothing there that attracts my attention. Used to be sports, but that's lost its appeal largely. You know, satellite TV, to me, that's just more channels of stuff that I'm not going to want to not being interested in. But there's other things I do to, if I'm going to watch television, there's some other aspect I'm going to use or service because I can largely avoid deliberately those things that are going to be, you know, have a negative impact on us. But he goes on to say here in the song, Restore my spirit, Lord, I need restored. My heart is weary. Please help me, dear Lord. When I think of that phrase, I think of going to God in prayer. And in Psalms 80, in verse 18, it says, then when I will turn back from you, then we will turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Psalm 80, verse 18. Well, that reviving is being, you know, to be revived is like someone coming, it's like someone who has, I think about someone who's having being given CPR and they get them back, they're revived, and they take that big deep breath there. Well, for us today, in a spiritual sense, when we get caught up in the world and worldly things, and we come back and get focused more on God and back into His Word, it is like that. It is that big deep breath where we're being revived by God and His Word. And he goes on to say here in the song, he says, I stand in need of more strength from your word. Well, how do we do that? Through the Bible. And like Brother Matt was saying, it's not through some miraculous thing, but it's God's word. You know, I get very disappointed, I guess, when I hear people wanting to, they're looking for the miraculous aspect of it. They want this relationship with God that's based on the miraculous God directly speaking to them. And what they fail to realize is they're actually holding it in their hands. God is speaking to us today, but it's through his word. And so that's what we need to realize. We need to stop looking for something that is not going to be, that's not going to happen today. God speaks to us, but it's only through his word. And that's what he goes on to say here in this song. He says, strength, I needed more strength. And he says, from your word. Now I'm going to stop there and get off my mini sermon that Brother Matt has anything he's like here.
Mini sermon. Oh, man. When I think of please help me, dear Lord, like you said, prayer, right? And what does Matthew 7:7 say? Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Right? Come to God in prayer. Come to kneel at his throne. You know, I mean, you're asking for help. Why do we ask for help? Because we need it. You know? And strength from your word. And this is a one that I just like is from Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. When we get that revival of the restoring of the Spirit through his word, it's like you're kind of on cloud nine, they say, or you're just like, man, this feels so great. You're reading his word. But one thing about prayer, too, is we need to realize is when we ask God, let's come to him with reverence. Let's come to him and say, I know God will do this, maybe not in my way, but he will do it. Know that God will do it. That's the whole thing, is know that he will do these things. So,
you know, and you're exactly right. That confidence, you know, we have in God. You know, I remember, you probably heard this before, people sometimes say, if you're going to pray for rain, bring an umbrella. We need to have that confidence. And we also have to realize that, you know, God works on his time frame, not on ours. You know, I think about Job, who through most of the book from about chapter 4 and on, he really kind of begins to demand that God will answer his plea. And he wants to, you know, really to question God, and he's going to demand that God answer him. And then later in the book, God is the one who demands him to answer him instead. And he's put back in his place. And so we have to realize that God will answer our prayers. He always answers the prayers of the Christian. But what we mess up sometimes is we fall into the temptation of thinking that because God's answer is no, or maybe sometimes it's not now. There are some who say, well, God has answered my prayer. No, God maybe has answered your prayer in the way that you want him to. You know, it's like a child. Can you imagine a child asking a parent to, if they can go do something, and the parent saying no, and the child keep asking and asking again. If you were asked that child, why don't you keep asking? And they say, well, you're not answering my question. Yes, I did. I just said no. And that's what I think of. People asking God over and over again when he's telling you no or not now. And we have that misconception about prayer. You know, we keep asking and realizing, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be asking for this. Maybe this isn't what God wants. Maybe this isn't the best thing for me after all. Maybe I should actually step back and reevaluate it. Yeah. You know, the Apostle Paul is an example of that as well. When he prayed three times, he says that a thorn in his flesh be removed. And God's answer basically was, my grace is sufficient for you. Meaning, no, that's not going anywhere. It's there to buffet him, or, you know, really that reality was to keep him, I'd say, humble even. But we look at this verse here. He says, restore my spirit, Lord. I need restored. My heart is weary. Please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more. Strength from your word. And so I think about that phrase also, I stand in need of more, and then below it, strength from your word. We need to be those who are constantly wanting more, in the sense that we want to pursue God more. We want to learn more about him, because the more we learn more about God, the closer we come to him. You know, why do you think David says that he meditates on God's word, and that he, in the night watches even, he meditates on his word? It's because he draws closer to God by doing that. And if you look at Psalm 119 in verse 37, he says, turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in, he's notice there, he says, in your way. Now, turning away from looking at worthless things is the idea of turning away from worldly things that in reality today can distract us, because the world is very good at distracting people. You know, the election distracts us. The COVID concern distracts us. you know, maybe our finances with those who are having job issues because of everything that's going on, that's very distracting. And what has happened to some, unfortunately, is that they've allowed it to distract them to such a degree that they're no longer faithful to God as they once were. Now they're using excuses for their unfaithfulness. And I've said this before, I understand there are some real concerns out there because everything going on for some people. But if we're very honest about it, there are a lot of people today who are using these current situations as an excuse to hide their unfaithfulness. Right. They hide behind that. And we cannot be expected to be restored and be revived if we're trying to find excuses to hide behind so we can be less faithful to God than we ought to be, or just unfaithful in general there. And so I'm talking a lot, so I'm going to stop for a second.
No,
I'm going to let Matt add anything you like as we look at this, you know, this phrase of sin in need of more, and specifically strength from your word. So I'm going to let Brother Matt add anything he'd like here.
I think a lot of people too look at that as I stand in need of more. We always stand in need of more, you know. I mean, it's like when you study the word, it's like you can't get enough sometimes. You're just like, I need more. And like you said, is there are a lot of distractions in the world today with all the distractions in the world, not only just this corona thing or the elections coming up. It's a daily struggle, daily, you know. I mean, how many people want to pull you away from, say, midweek Bible study, you know? I mean, there's so many things that go on, especially on Wednesdays, you know, and the sporting events, there's kids sports, there's just all kinds of things that, well, we're going to schedule this on Wednesday, and you have to say, no, I can't do that. I got church, I am going to church, you know, not
right.
Having trouble for saying that once. Oh, we have to go to church tonight. You know, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, right? We have to turn away from the things of the world sometimes, and it does draw us away. And it does get discouraging, but I'm the first one who can get discouraged easily, you know, and we all can. But if we go back to his word and pray, ask God to show him your word and read his word. That's the thing. And strength from your word is exactly what it says. Strength from your, what's his word? The Bible. You can take God, the Bible, as God's word. God spoke his word. It's directly to us, right? I mean, that is his, that's his words directly to us. I said that.
You know, and I think about, like you're talking about here, you know, it seems like, to me, when I read this verse, I kind of read it like, he says, I stand in need of more. But then below that, he says what it is he stands in need more of. So as I stand in need of more, and then below it, strength from your word. Now think about Psalm 37 and verse 3, where the psalmist says, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. That's the latter part of Psalms 37, verse 3. And that's, to me, that's a very big statement, because to feed on something is, this is what keeps you alive, this is what keeps you going. And here in Psalm 37, 3, what he feeds on is God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness in relation to God always being there. God never being absent, never taking a day off, never calling in sick, never being too busy, never being too tired, never having being preoccupied with something else. You know, that was Job's problem. And I talked about this in the lectures because that was one of my topics. But Job did not get to see his situation from our perspective. Because Job, you know, from his perspective, was that God wasn't there, that God has made Job his enemy. That's what his perspective had become. And when you get to the end of Job, and I think it's Job about 38, 39, where God responds to Job, Job is reminded that, oh, wait, God's never left. God's never moved. You know, one of the reasons why God could rebuke Job was because he knew everything that Job had been doing, because God had been there all along. He had never departed.
God never leaves us. It's us leaving God, right?
Mm-hmm.
God, the only time that God will ever leave us is when the judgment, if we haven't repented, and we, you know, he will say, depart from me, right? Those who do iniquity. And one thing that I want to read too is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, talking about God's word. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. But God's word is quick and powerful. It's alive, right? God's word is alive. And that's what we need to realize is this isn't just some history book that we're reading about George Washington way back in the early 1700s or whatever. This is God's word, and it's alive, and it's going today. So I didn't mean to interrupt you.
And I hope I turn the mic back on. No, you didn't. You're good. You're exactly right. Now we're going to stop there this morning. Next week when we come back, we're going to continue looking at this song, Restore. I'm going to call it Restore My Soul, because the last phrase of each verse ends with, "Oh, restore my soul." So that's what I'm going to call it. But next week when we come back, Lord willing, we'll pick up the second verse, looking at the idea of revive the fire, Lord. Deepen my soul, stir my desire to work in your fold. Light in my heart, dear God, your zeal grown cold. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, or restore my soul. So that's what we'll look at next week. So we do thank you for being here with us. I do thank Brother Matt for being here with me this morning as well. And we hope to see you again next time here on Uncensored Dads and the Uncensored Word. Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.